Unlock the past and safeguard your memories with scanmyphotos.com. Here's our special promo code, GODIGITAL, to get a whopping up to 50% off your photo scanning order. Don't let your cherished moments fade away. Digitize them now with precision and care. Whether it's old slides, photos, or films, bring them into the digital age and relive those precious memories. This is an affiliate promotion, meaning we may earn a commission if you take advantage of this fantastic deal. Act fast, preserve your history, and save big with Go Digital at scanmyphotos.com. Hi, I'm Maureen Taylor, the photo detective. I really love family photographs, all of them, from the mystery images you find in shoeboxes and albums to the pictures you snap with your digital devices. No mystery is too small. A simple question about an image can lead to new stories of your ancestors. This means you can count on me to help you identify the people in them, offer solutions for preserving and organizing them, and yes, even guide you in the various ways to gather and share picture stories with your relatives. My guest today is Mitch Goldstone of scanmyphotos.com. Mitch, welcome to the Photo Detective Podcast.
Maureen, great to be with you today. Thank you.
Yeah, Mitch, you are the most listened to podcast we've ever done. So we thought, let's have him back.
Oh, that's great. You know, since we chatted, lots have happened. We're now at over a billion pictures that have been preserved at Scan My Photos. So pretty happy for that.
That's pretty impressive. I tell people all the time, don't waste your time scanning those slides. Send them to Mitch.
Remember the slide carousels?
Yes.
Yes. So we do bulk slide carousel scanning, $59 for up to 140 slides, however many fit in it. So people are sending boxes, 10, 20, 50 slide carousels that they haven't seen since they were originally developed.
That's amazing, because I hear from my clients that a parent passes away and then they go in the garage and they find all the pictures in slide carousels and they're so overwhelmed by them, they just throw them away.
Oh, no.
So it's the first thing. It's the first thing to go.
So important, because those are where the real treasures are in all your family history. And people haven't seen it since it was first developed.
Pretty much, right? You show it once to family and never look at them again. But now if you scan them, you can. Let's go back to the beginning. Can you share the story behind the inception of scanmyphotos.com and what inspired you to start this business?
Sure, Maureen. It was kind of sad because my business partner, Carl Berman, and I, way back in 1990, started. We owned traditional retail photo labs where people would buy film. We develop it and then give it back to them. This was way before the smartphone and all. And 2001, everything shifted, specifically on September 11th, where people stopped traveling, people stopped doing everything. And at the same time, we started to see a shift in technology from film to digital. So we had to reinvent the business that both of us are so passionate about. And we figured out a way to do super high-speed bulk photo scanning. And then a few years later, you know, David Pogue, when he was at the New York Times, obviously CBS Sunday Morning correspondent, David saw what we were doing, scanning 1,000 photos in under 5 minutes. And he put us in his column in the New York Times. It was August 14th. 2008, and the whole world changed for us as we pioneered both photo scanning. And that's what started everything with that. Over the years, kind of interesting, because we're really good friends now. He had recently celebrated his mom's 90th birthday party, and he found 100 boxes of slides that haven't been seen in 50 plus years. What David had us do with our new ScanFast service, which is same-day scanning, he sent in the 100 boxes. We digitized everything, got it uploaded that night, and then he brought all of them to a family reunion and showed the entire family, I think it was like 3 hours worth of the entire family history.
That's amazing. But it makes that's my point, right? People have these trays that they haven't seen in years and then record their memories based on what they're seeing in the pictures.
Absolutely. I always tell people not to discard and throw out the silly, goofy pictures, all of that, because a lot of times those share the best. Last summer, the Associated Press did this feature story. It was picked up in 500 media outlets, profiling five of our customers. And one of them, if you remember the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Lou Grant, Ed Asner. So Mr. Asner had passed away, and his son Matt found his entire dad's history of photos going back 50, 60 years that he's never seen, no one's ever seen. So we digitized everything for him, and he's been sharing them on social media. Every time he does an upload of one of his dad's pictures, he gets tens of thousands of, not likes, loves.
Wow. What resolution are you scanning these at?
For those slides, for the slide carousel, it's 4,000 professional DPI. You could also do the lower 2,000 DPI. You know, Maureen, that's perfect for a lot of people, for social media, for Instagram, for TikTok and X, all of those. And then on the photo side, it's at 300 DPI or 600 DPI. Did you see the Jennifer Jolly USA Today story? That's why this business is so, and your business too, is so emotional. Jennifer Jolly is a correspondent for USA Today and also on the Today Show. And her uncle had passed away. It was a tragic accident. And she needed everything back for the memorial service. So she sent us everything, home movies, videos, slides, of course, photos. We did all of that. And she presented it at the memorial. You can't even imagine how emotional that was. So that was in USA Today feature story, and it was just got wonderful comments.
But yes, photos are very emotional. I want to ask you about over the years, like with the rise of digital photography and cloud storage, how has the demand for photo scanning changed over the years? I mean, from the beginning of the business, when people first saw you, to now, like what's the big difference? Is it just volume or awareness or what?
It is. Obviously, you know, one of the real things, especially the genealogy and people who are involved with archiving and preservation, it's transferring all of those analog images to digital. But every few years, we have something new. The biggest change was with social media, most recently now with TikTok, because the problem, Maureen, most people are having when you upload anything to social media is it's recent. It's stuff that's on your smartphone. And if you're like a lot of people, it's more like the food you ate last night. Here's a picture of it, but not those precious decades past pictures. And there's no way of digitizing. If you remember the Kodak APS Advantix film?
Yes.
Great. The little cartridges, you know, all of that film, there are millions of those cartridges that there's no way to digitize it. And of course, slides. We're working on the biggest project we've ever had. It's for a major news outlet. And they sent us their entire history of film negatives, 35 millimeter film negatives. No one's ever seen. We're under confidentiality agreements, but just two incredible memories of Queen Elizabeth and the Beatles were in these envelopes for decades. And so all of those have been digitized, and we've transferred a little more to our B2B for businesses because there's so many museums. We're working now with a major museum in San Diego to digitally archive their entire history. And so it's those libraries, all types of government places, businesses, all of that. There's out in Southern California, there's a TV station called KTLA. And their archivist had uncovered, and they did a whole TV news segment on it, their entire history of slides that no one's ever seen, especially way back where when they had movies promoting whatever the show was going to be, there was always a 35 millimeter slide. So we digitized all of those and they had so much fun doing that. I'll send you a link to it. It's really neat.
I know when I lecture and people talk to me, they're very nervous about sending out their slides and home movies. So how do you treat everything when it comes in? You're not going to lose track of it, you know, that kind of thing. What kind of reassurance can you offer to potential customers?
Sure. We've worked very closely in partnership with the U.S. Postal Service. They actually did a TV commercial on Scan My Photos about people protecting their most precious possessions. But, you know, Maureen, the bigger issue is if you let them sit and, you know, if they sit in a basement, especially back east, in an attic, you get the mildew, all those issues. Out here, if there's a wildfire or a hurricane, the risk of losing everything is exponentially greater if you just let them sit. It's so important to get those backups. And once we digitize everything for you, we digitally archive everything on our end. I think it's for a year or so, and you could expand upon that. But when you get your digital files back, it's so important to upload them to the cloud, make extra flash drives. These are, when we send them back, they're just traditional JPEG files. They're unlocked. You could do anything you want. Send them to relatives also. Make sure they're not in your house singularly. And I hear, sadly, where people's homes burnt down and all of the files were with the photos. In some cases, really good because we have those archived. But if not, please make backups and make sure they're uploaded to the cloud. I really like Google Photos and others for that. And one of the newest projects, Milo Photos was at Roots Tech. We're working on a project with them because the problem I have is people ask, okay, now I have thousands or tens of thousands of digital files. How do I archive all of those? How do I use image recognition, sort them, save them, identify all of them? And that's where Milo Photo comes in. So it's a wonderful symmetry and fit for Scan My Photos. They answered our biggest question of, okay, now I have everything back. What next?
Exactly. What next? So you get everything back. This is where it's really important to use a digital photo organizer. You've got all these digital images. You don't want them just on your hard drive because that's not great either. But if you put them in a digital photo organizer, whichever one you want to choose, then you can share them, you can do the metadata, you can do all kinds of things. So it's a multi-step process. You work with your photos. I advise people to weed them first. The first thing you have to do is you don't want to save everything. You do want to think about what you want to keep, especially all those things on your phone that, you know, we use our phones for it, document everything. You don't necessarily need all of those in your digital photo organizer. So you weed them, maybe you weed the slides, or maybe you just send them all to Mitch and you weed them later. But at some point, you're going to want to pare it down a little bit. And then you put it in the digital photo organizer and you can use them. Make books, you can put them on social media, you can send them to family.
I want to go back to the first you said, how did I start?
Yeah.
I was 6 years old and my dad was hugging me at Disneyland. We took a family trip out here. And this is the power and emotion. And that was the last picture I had. That was the only picture I had of my dad. He passed away a year later. Mm. And it was that singular event where I realized the power of photography. And it took a long time. And I just finished Barbara Streisand's memoir. And she talked exactly same story with her dad, who you're very fortunate because She lost her dad when she was very, very young. She didn't have a single picture of him.
Oh, that's awful. But the first step is to get the stuff digitized. Then you can do things with your photos. You've got to have them digitized, both for preservation and for collaboration and for display.
If you haven't had all of your images digitized, are sitting in boxes, they're deteriorating. The worst one, I think we discussed this in the past, was sadly VHS cassettes. So we digitize 35 millimeter film, home movie film, or I should say 8mm and 16mm home movie film, the reels of film. But the VHS cassettes are magnetic tapes, and they deteriorate over time. And the quality, we still do it, but I still have that caveat because we're all about quality. And so these video cassettes have been sitting for decades now, and the quality just keeps on deteriorating. It's really important to get those scanned, but be cautionary because it's already deteriorated quite a bit.
Mitch, how do you believe that digital archiving contributes to cultural and historical preservation, not just within our families, but within, like, you're working with museums and companies? I mean, you're saving our history.
Yeah, that's the most important part. It's Finding Your Roots, the TV show, is where you look back on all that history. It's so important to bring people in. One of my heroes was Steven Spielberg. I'm a graduate from, I don't want to lose most of your audience now, but from University of Southern California. So in case they're from someplace else. But Steven Spielberg started the Shoah Foundation. And that was to archive the stories, the history of all the Holocaust survivors. There's so few left, and to narrate their stories. So that's an important part, too. Once you get everything back, on a happier note, is to bring the whole family together, family reunions, and have everyone share and discuss all the pictures, what the story was behind those images, and then to share them in all the social media platforms, whether it's Snapchat or Facebook, all the others, with the narration, not just the picture and the stories and the videos, but what happened? What was the story behind them?
Right, right. So you started this interview by saying you had 1 billion photographs that your company has scanned to this point.
That we've preserved. It's a lot. But remember, the scanners are insanely fast. We digitized 1,000 photos in under 5 minutes. For our slides now, at 4,000 DPI, we digitize 135mm slide every second. So, and that's on each one. So if you can imagine how fast that is, and there are a lot of them out there.
That's eye-popping. You know, mind-numbing to think about that many photographs per 5 minutes. But when you're scanning them, is it just a quick, like, scan, or is there improvement that happens at the same time? Is there calibration?
There is. We have, depending on what the product is, use Kodak Digital Ice to adjust for dust and scratches. We also use a product that we came up with the name Photo Soap to clean and enhance the images. And then afterwards, there are all types of apps for improving them as well. But in most cases, the quality is just perfect as is. So that really big project we're working on for the news network, they're all negatives and they're very old. A lot of them are in black and white. So we have to adjust the density on that. For the color ones, we make adjustments too.
So are you doing that all with computers right now, or are you going to think about bringing AI into this?
AI is the next part. My coolest one that I have to be a little limited with what I could share, but Apple has the new Apple Vision Pro goggles.
Yes.
So if people can envision your photos, say the picture of my dad in 1967 at Disneyland, those pictures from that time using Vision Pro, all of those images are scanned. And what we're working on with AI is it's going to identify about the time that it was, where it was, everything else. So when you put those virtual reality goggles on, you're going to see your images immersed with the music from the time period, news from the time period, other images, all types of events. So it's basically your entire history, not just your photos, but it's interspersed with a very interactive multimedia presentation, all from the images that we do, which is crazy.
That's crazy. But you're saying that you can actually upload your family photographs to that and make it an interactive experience?
Interactive, where we're going to be using AI for identifying. So if it's whatever the year is, wherever it was. So I mentioned before the World's Fair 1967. If you have a whole bunch of digitized images, slides, all of that, movies from that, It's going to take in news events from the World's Fair 1967. It's going to have the music from that time period and make it very interactive. So you're not just looking at a picture of one image. It's going to be an entire movie using your content, but other stuff that's already out there. It's mind-blowing.
It is. Now, you know, I'm the photo detective, right? I help people to identify their family photographs. And I have to say, I'm watching very carefully what's happening with AI. Some of it's great. I'm not overly impressed with what it's able to do at this point, but I can see the future. Not literally, of course, but you can sort of track what's coming. But that whole interactive with your family photos with goggles so that you can recreate a moment. Let's just take a pause for a moment on how emotional looking at a photograph of someone who's no longer with us, or looking at a moment that's so, you're so nostalgic about, and suddenly you're going to be part of that moment. It's going to be very, very difficult for people to process. So how do you stay relevant and innovative in a market that is constantly being reshaped by new technologies? And I think you might have just answered that by saying you're on top of it all.
I am. And that's one component with the AI and the virtual reality components of it. But it's a good question because I read everything. I go to so many conferences. The one that I've been going to for over 30 years now is first week in January in Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, where I meet all the future innovators, everything. And that's where we come up with a lot of really cool ideas. A lot of them don't work, but we just need a couple of ones that are extraordinary. So CES is probably my home base for where a lot of the greatest technology is. And that was one of the areas where I was able to come up with the slide carousel scanning at a slide a second at 4,000 DPI.
That's incredible. Where can listeners find out more about scanmyphotos.com? And I believe we have a special offer for listeners who tune into this episode.
Right. We set up Go Digital as the promo code, and everything is on the website.
So people can use the code Go Digital on scanmyphotos.com and save 50% on their scanning.
We also have links to everything I discussed from the KTLA news segment. Al Roker for NBC did a segment. It was so sad. It was one of the hurricanes, and they introduced it with a woman in New Jersey who lost everything. All of her photos are on the front yard. Everything is destroyed. And then they explained why it's so important to preserve it. So I have all of those news videos there. The issue is what you had said. Look, I need to get this done professionally, museum quality. And one of the latest is I need it right now. And that's why we added ScanFast for same day. If you don't need it same day, then you don't have to worry about that. But just scanmyphotos.com. Everything is in there.
That's amazing. Like, you just scan it. What is it called? ScanFast?
ScanFast. It's for express scanning for same day. So we have the technology, we just weren't doing it. And then my business partner, Carl, came up with the idea, well, why don't we do it same day? Because so many people need it for memorial services, special events, things like that.
That's great. That's absolutely great. Mitch, it's been great talking to you again.
Thanks. And congratulations to you as the world's greatest photo detective. I mean, the stuff that you do is so important. So thank you.
Thank you, Mitch. I'll be checking out those stories and links. And everyone, use the promo code GODIGITAL on scanmyphotos.com to save 50% on your scanning order. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media, leave me a rating and a review. And if you know of a friend or family member who's also interested in family photographs, share this episode with them too. See you next time. I'm thrilled to be offering something new. Photo Investigations. These collaborative one-on-one sessions look at your family photos. You and I meet to discuss your mystery images and find out how each clue and hint might contribute to your family history. And trust me, these images can reveal so much in your research. I have decades of experience in the photo, genealogy, and history industries. This is your chance to learn from me and discover the stories in your family images. You can find out more by going to MaureenTaylor.com and clicking on Family Photo Investigations.